Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, this is our 4th of July show, Inner Sight. And it's really disheartening to realize that the agencies and the government do not want us to be independent. You go all the way back to the Revolutionary War, I guess it is, when the British didn't want the Americans to be independent. Well, now you've got the agencies and the government against millions of us who don't want us to be independent. And we have all kinds of proof to back that statement up. I mean, you just look at the what people have to go through. First of all, let me make it clear that to be independent in this world, you have to have money. And the agencies know that, and the government knows that. Then why is it that they aren't making that money available to millions of us who are disabled, who need it to be independent directly? Now, I'm not saying to, you know, give out money. No. With specific programs and monies for specific needs, excuse me, that would enable people to be truly independent. The way it's set up now, it's horrible. You got to go fight with agencies. You got to make sure you have a lawyer behind you. You know, you got to advocate. You got to threaten to go to the newspapers to deal with these agencies. You got to try to convince them that the money is there to help you. I mean, all these agencies and the government too, they're using us. They have a tremendous amount of funding, and they get it because of us who are disabled and elderly. And excuse me. And you know, it's just a horrible, horrible system to have to deal with. To know that you can't just be. I'll give you one example that we always use. Okay, you can't be protected when you're blind and you need a guide dog. You're not protected by the law when you're dealing with an agency that raises hundreds of thousands of dollars and denies the person a dog without proof or evidence that they shouldn't have the dog, and the agency keeps the money. There goes a person's independence right there. A horrible, horrible system that does that to somebody, especially if you're on a waiting list. You know, and you don't even know if they're training a dog for you, if they have a dog, if they're looking for one. But you can check with Albany and you can see how much money they've raised. So that's one example. Look at the horrible situation in a nursing home. That's another monumental example of how they don't want us to be independent. And it's a big burden on the taxpayers because people are really being taken advantage of, believing that disabled people are getting everything that we need. And it's so untrue. It's so false. Independence Day. Now, what does that mean to people? you know, everybody would have a different idea, but generally, it means that you have the right to be free. You have the right to be independent. You have the right to pursue your happiness and your dream in life. You know, what you'd like to accomplish, right? All right. Now, how are you supposed to fulfill that and completely carry that out when all these obstacles are in the way, put there by the government, and allowing to stay there? The agencies are allowing these obstacles to remain there because they don't do a damn thing about it. I went into a store. I'm not going to mention the name. Went into a restaurant type store, you know, cafe, whatever you call it. And I had to use the restroom. There's such a small space to get in to that restroom, and it's blocked by some kind of a refrigerator. My guide dog couldn't even, she's telling me not to walk through. I mean, I knew it was relatively safe because I'm inside, you know, and I'm going to the restroom. So I had to drop her harness and heel her through this space. That's how small it was. And I'm thinking to myself, how can a disabled person who's in a wheelchair feel independent walking into a rolling or walking, whatever you want to call it, into a situation like this? And I'm thinking to myself, the government doesn't want us to be independent. If they did, they would check all these things and do something about it and enforce it. They don't want to do that. They don't want us to be independent. They want us to fight their battles when we should be about the business of being independent, not fighting these battles for the government. That's their business. If one person can fit in to that space that I'm telling you about, then every person should fit in. And the government should make sure. You know, I mean, I could see a person picks up a phone and calls reports it and says, so-and-so is blocking the way of thousands of people with this refrigerator from getting in the restroom. And then the government, if they wanted us to be independent, should go into action. Send somebody over there. You know, make them change it. And there should be a severe penalty. There should be enforcement. That's what we need. But remember, the government doesn't want us to be independent.
No, they're not.
If they did, they would make sure that when we go out to get our independence and try to get a job, that when we walk into a place or go into a place and we're able to get into the place, that everything is there to get that job. And the only reason we would be denied the job is because we couldn't do it. And somebody else came in and said, hey, you know, this person, I think, is better qualified than you. But not because the disabled person didn't have the equipment to do it. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
A big difference in those two types of situations. And that's what usually happens let's say 95% of the time, you go for a job, you're disabled, and you're trying to convince this person, the employer, that you can do this. Oh, I can get this, I can get that, I can get that. Nah, come on. Shouldn't be. That's not independence. You know, that's acting like a forcing a disabled person to act like a stupid jackass. And why? Because the government wants us to act like that.
That's true.
They don't want us to be independent. If you went into a place and everything was there for you, you wouldn't have to say to the person, I can get this, I can get that. It would be there, wouldn't it? There's the difference. There's independence. The same independence that the other person has walking in who's so-called able-bodied. So there you have why millions of disabled people can't work. And yet these places that are supposed to help you, supposed to rehabilitate you, are taking all this money and they're not doing a damn thing, because what are they doing to make sure that the person who walks into the job can be independent and have everything there that they need?
Right.
That's what's wrong with the rehab system. It's a half-assed system.
Sure is.
Like everything else that the government does.
Mm-hmm.
And the taxpayers have to pay for that. You know? And what's happening is the disabled person who wants to get a job, you know, and who goes through these rehab stuff is not getting what they need. And yet the people that work at these places are making big salaries off of it.
Yes, they are.
You know, if you take the money that is allocated for all these programs, now I don't know the budget, but I know common sense. If you take the money allocated for all these programs and get rid of them and distribute that money to the disabled, you'd have a much better system, and people would be able to be more independent. Especially if you construct that system in the right way. You know, in a debit card system. Here's the money for your housing. Here's the money for your wheelchair, service door, whatever it might be. All that money is being wasted. It really is. And it's a horrible, horrible system, because people, not only us, the average taxpayer is being taken advantage of. All right, Inner Sight, Firecracker Day coming up.
Yeah.
Brought to you tonight by the Big East, NikitaRescue.org. Adopt the Nikita. Around the world, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. So check them out. And Kennedy Realty, another buddy of ours,
right,
at 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. And call Mr. Kennedy. All right. What else we got? All the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. You know, we remember many of them, like Corey and Avante, little Tommy, and now my buddy Ollie.
Aww.
So, Inner Sight reminds you, watch out for the children.
Yep.
Take care of them. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. Nobody stopped on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, and medical. Let's see, you dial them up, 631-484-3085. No, I don't have a computer, folks. It's all in my brain.
It's true.
All right. Around the world, in a site, TuroLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com, some of our friends that we remember, they're all in Long Island, all right, in the on the South Shore, Suffolk County. Around the world, in a site, and let's see. Well, how about the Able News? Let's give them that. Give them the Able News.
Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled people for all of 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of a disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
And this all right, don't forget our petition.
He's trying to bite me.
Change.org. The service dog school licensing and the nursing home. We're on television at 8:30, channel 20, all over Long Island. Tonight at 11, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. You don't need to watch the news. Watch Intersight. The news is all the same. All right, Intersight. You won't hear or see shows like that anywhere.
No, you won't.
Like Intersight. So, 1997. Manhattan Neighborhood Network tonight, channel 3 on the Spirit channel on the internet. Check us out. And talking tonight, this is our 4th of July show. Talking tonight about how the agencies and the government do not want us to be independent. Evident by the fact
that's true.
Of the way we're treated. Now, most disabled people want to be independent. I'm not going to say everybody because there's always exceptions. And I respect those exceptions. People want to be a certain way. That's their privilege. It's America. You know,
yeah.
So I respect that. But most disabled people want to be independent. That's why, you know, you'll see people once in a while demonstrating or complaining and all this and for more money into these programs. Now, I think it's a mistake to say more money into the program. Mm. The money should go directly to the individual with built-in safety features, of course. But to be independent, you definitely need money. You can't do it without it. Not in this world. And we are in a situation where the agency, you know what the agencies and the government are like? They're like parent. Now, you ever see that movie, Arthur?
Yeah.
Good example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good example. It's supposed to be a funny movie, but it's a good example. The grandmother owned the whole thing. You know, she was rich, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she controlled this guy, Arthur.
This guy.
Sure did.
With the money. So the grandmother, the government and the agency is like that grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Controlling us. You know, if you don't do this, mm-hmm. you don't do that, then we're going to take this away. You know. And you got to go and you got to argue with these people. You got to fight with them. You got to have a lawyer in your pocket.
Yeah.
You got to know a couple of news people. I mean, it's a horrible way to live. That you got to live that way.
Yeah.
People shouldn't have to live that way. Not
nope.
for the basics. I mean, I'm talking about the basics. I'm not talking about anything pie in the sky, you know. I'm talking about the simple basic things. People should not have to struggle for the simple basics to be independent when it's there and it's controlled by a handful of these agencies.
Yeah.
All right, 213-816-1650. You want to call in? We'd like to hear your version of independence, what you think. And firecracker day coming up. I used to make my own firecrackers.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Scary.
Let's see. Anybody on the line?
There's a lot of that. Who is? Oh, yeah. We have our nursing home advocate. Hang on. Give me
all
five
right.
seconds.
Maureen from Queens.
Yes. Oh. Okay, here she is. Yes. Okay.
Hello.
Here she comes.
Oh, welcome. How are you?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Yes,
It would be nice if for Independence Day everybody could be independent. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
But I was gonna have a 3-way call today with two of the agencies, you know, to help get my mom out. And of course one of them thought it was tomorrow. So this is how it goes. You know, it's just so
Is that what they said? They thought it was tomorrow?
No, she thought it was for tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah, I called yesterday. You know, the lady from Sydney said tomorrow meaning today would be fine. So I called the other lady and she said okay, today for 11:00. And then the lady from Sydney called me today at 11:00 and then she went to call her and it just kept going to her voicemail that was full, and she wasn't accepting calls. So I finally got
her. She only had one number for the other woman?
Yeah, there's only one. It was only her one number.
Should have had another number.
I think it's her cell phone. I don't know. It must be her cell phone.
Yeah,
I called her.
I don't know.
Yeah,
when I called her, she was in the car, so it must be her cell phone. Maybe they're still working out of their homes. I don't know. No, she was going
Maybe.
Home. She was in the office. She said she was going home. So I don't know. I don't know. But
well, she has
a
car. That helps her to be independent. Mm-hmm. Where's your car?
That's right.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
You
know. I guess she lives in Westchester. Probably. And so now it's postponed till next week. So.
Here's
hopefully Monday
that,
everybody
yeah.
gets together and we can do it, you know?
Yeah,
just
right.
the same old thing. I'm sorry, Susan.
Yeah, here's the thing that makes me upset. My mom was supposed to go for a special test for her brain. Pardon me. And she, the ambulance transportation decided it did not want to pick her up because they were angry at me. That was the company that had a problem with me, remember? Well, I got so pissed off, I told the people over at the nursing home not to use them anymore.
No.
So now they lost the whole nursing home. I'm like, that's it. I got that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this is ridiculous. Don't do that to my mother. Now she has to wait for another appointment on July 16th, all the way to July 16th when she had it this week.
Yeah.
It's crazy. She has to now wait for this appointment. It's crazy.
Mm. And that's like another 2 weeks.
Mm. Of course, if you you told them to get some rosemary oil and put it around her bed and let her sniff it and inhale it, and you know
they
would think you're crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Mm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's
yep.
a known fact
that
that enhances the brain and helps.
It's more mm-hmm. than rosemary oil that would help her, and yet they won't do, even, you know, with me, to pay for things that I need, too, and they won't do, excuse me for it, mm. you know?
Yeah.
Well, because they don't want her to be independent.
Nor me, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a thing on a press's website today. I keep writing things lately. I'm being very bad, Frank. What can
all
I say?
All I told today.
Yeah, and I was really angry.
I called the governor's line today.
You too. I mean, we're going, both of us.
Yeah.
Maybe at one point somebody will listen.
No, it's just so sickening. Like, nursing homes are never mentioned unless a reporter asks him, you know. And, well, he was doing one of his campaign speeches today again. Definitely. He's
yeah,
running for
I really
something,
think
definitely.
He's going to run.
Hmm?
Somebody said to me,
I hope he runs so far he never comes back.
That's it. Did he
exactly.
ever call you back?
You know, it just drives me crazy because there were all these protesters. Now we have the sit-ins outside City Hall. Don't tell me none of these people are none of these people have the virus, either asymptomatic or have it. Don't tell me none of them do. You know? And
oh,
then we
yeah.
can't
Did
go
I,
into the nursing home.
Oh yeah, he's not saying a damn thing. And by the way, you know what? When it will come and hit the fan, okay?
Mm.
Is when they all are in September, when he says, "Oh, the flu came back, and now it's with COVID." You watch and see. Watch. I guarantee you.
The flu's been around for hundreds of years. It'll always come back.
But he's gonna say it came back with COVID. You guys didn't do this, and we're closing everything. You watch.
Yeah.
What have these demonstrations accomplished? Anybody know?
No.
Well, you know, the mayor, another person, saying how peaceful they are. They're not peaceful. They spray painted on the Dinkins building. They've been throwing things at the cops. How is this peaceful? They've been antagonizing the cops. So how peaceful are these people? You know, he's another one that lives in some kind of a dream
world. But
what
have they accomplished for people? Have they got anything? Have they gotten rid of the hatred? Have they? What is their goal? Does anybody know?
Well, to me, they're just making it worse. I don't know. That's what I think.
Now,
you know,
the thing that bothers me. All right, they think that they've accomplished change. Now, the thing that bothers me is what lasting change have you made? Really? That's the key. You need to make lasting change. You can't just, you know, scream and holler because that doesn't get you anywhere. You need lasting change.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need to say.
Well, they wanted
you know?
To defund the cops. Okay, he's done that. He's done that to a certain extent. But you can't do away with the whole police force. I mean, then there'd be,
well, that's what
you know, everything be going
so
nuts in the street. It already is. And
yeah,
now we have more shootings than, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Look at all the shootings we have all the time. It's just, I don't know, this city has just gone lulu. It really has. It's gone crazy,
right?
You know?
I don't know. I want to move out of the country at times.
I don't think they have
accomplished
anything.
I really would love
anything.
To, too. If I was able to, I would leave this country, really. I really would. I never thought I'd ever say that. I used to cry when Lee Greenwood's song came on. Oh, I'm proud to be an American. Not anymore. Actually, I'm not proud to be. I'm embarrassed and ashamed to be an American, to tell you the truth, and a New Yorker. You know?
Yeah.
Because this is just, you never hear anything about when the nursing homes, or could they try to do something? I mean, even if they just let a few people in once a week. I mean, you just have something. It's like just we're just. I want to get a T-shirt that says, "Nursing home residents and their family members matter." That's what I want to print up T-shirts that
or
say that.
Or disabled people matter, for that matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, we can't even get to see I got to talk to her again today. The CNA was very nice. She brought her phone to her. And I got to, but I mean, you know, it's just heartbreaking. And when am I coming? And I hope we get something together. Because her Fidelis person called today, and that seems kind of hopeful. And she said if we get an apartment pretty quick, they might not even have to send someone in to evaluate it. They could maybe just get his note from nursing home and get out quicker. So I hope something comes along before it comes back, the virus, and she's
yeah,
stuck there again. And, you know, just before both of us die of broken hearts, you know, because next week it'll be 4 months, 4 months that I haven't seen her or seen me. And it's just criminal, really.
I think we're still up on the, excuse me, Maureen. I think we're still up on the Eyewitness News website. So
what about
tell anyone who wants to, who wants to know who we are, just tell them to click it on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on there. Yep. Mhm. Yeah. Well, I'll get to tell them Monday if they show up for the phone call. You know,
yeah.
It's just unbelievable. You know, and I mean, this is just so awful. You know, I mean, I just want. We live in America, and because she and I don't have much money because of nursing home. You know, we can't live somewhere in peace. This isn't right. This truly isn't. When you see all the money wasted, they should give money to the people who truly need it, you know? There's so much money out there wasted, truly. You know, the government wastes so much. And they just put it to the wrong things all the time. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate, that's how it goes.
Yeah,
you
there
know?
Goes your independence.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You're not independent at all because when you don't have money, like you say, Frank, you need money. And then if you have to go to a lawyer, how do you get a lawyer? I mean, you have to know somebody because look at what lawyers charge, you know? That's another thing, too, you know?
Yeah,
you have to probably go to the Legal Aid Society or something, you know?
Well, sometimes you can get a pro bono, but it's not the same thing. It's paying for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes they charge, too. I've tried that. I've gone that route, too, and then they say, oh, it's not really pro bono. And, you know. I've tried that, too. Hmm?
Yeah,
they put me through to other people, too. They pass the buck, too, sometimes, you know. I have so many phone numbers here. I have a whole carton full of phone numbers for the past, like, 3 years. Just trying to get her out, calling this agency, that agency, Legal Aid. Somebody gave me, I think it was St. John's College, had a lawyer program, everything I have tried. And she's still there in the nursing home, you know? So hopefully something will work out.
That's one of the biggest things that's wrong with the system. All these different agencies and companies and
mm-hmm.
that you have to deal with. I mean, right there, it shows you
mm-hmm.
all the money that is being wasted to run these
mm-hmm.
places and to keep them established
right.
and all that, you know.
Yep.
There should be only only one phone call, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that should be to the whatever you need.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the disabled person should have the money.
That's right. Like Suzanne said today, what she was with the stretchers. Remember, Suzanne? If we did that outside of City Hall, we'd be carted away quick enough. We wouldn't be allowed to sit there for days and weeks on end protesting. You know, we wouldn't. We'd be told to, you know, well, you know, as handicapped people, we wouldn't be allowed to protest like this. We wouldn't. Would set up an encampment. How long is it going to go on for, this encampment? You know, it's just crazy. You know, I was a Democrat, but believe me, I've woken up. I'm not voting Democrat anymore. I'm finished with them, definitely. I'm through after seeing the actions of the governor and the mayor.
Biden says he needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And according to what I heard, he doesn't look too good.
Who is that? Which one?
He doesn't look too good. He does need help.
Who, de Blasio or Cuomo? I didn't hear.
No, Biden.
Oh, Biden. He does. You know, he doesn't sound too good either. I heard him on today. He doesn't sound too good either.
I mean, he wants to be president. I hope he makes it to October.
Yeah, he really doesn't sound too good when I heard him today either. He was very, like, slow talking or, I don't know, just, he didn't sound good to me either. I don't know.
Well, I don't think he's the right person.
Oh, I had a theory of who, something might happen, this is just my thinking, and somebody else will get to step in that role.
Who
Our
knows?
Mutual friend. Whose name begins with A, the first initial?
No, I think we're going to get, I think, what's the name going to step in?
Cuomo.
You know, the one in Washington, the Perucci lady.
Oh, no, I don't think she'd get, I don't think she'd go anywhere. Nancy Pelosi, no, she wouldn't go anywhere. She's, but I think maybe Cuomo will somehow step in.
Because
he's always making these campaign speeches, definitely, you know. That's my theory. I don't know. That's what
Forget
I'm thinking. But I don't think Pelosi would. Pelosi wouldn't stand a chance. No. No, definitely not.
No, I don't know. Anyway, inner sight. Maureen, anything else?
No, I'm just can't wait till this ends, but then something else will come along anyway, and everything's just gone cuckoo now. You know, it was the virus, and now everything else is just gone.
When is that
crazy,
call
so.
Scheduled for now?
Monday at 11.
All right.
Monday.
So I want you to let me know what happens. If they cancel it again, I'm going to get on their ass. I'll tell you that.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Yeah, thanks.
You better
Appreciate
believe it.
It.
I'm not going to stand for this crap.
I know. I mean, how could she forget? I only called her yesterday. How could she think it was very strange?
And in the meantime, see if you can get that letter from the church.
Yeah, I have to call that man, too.
Because we can use that.
Yeah, I'll get that, too.
You know, they don't know an amount, but just a letter that they'll do it, you know.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get that too. I'm on the phone like all day.
In a sight.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Maureen, talk to you soon.
Okay, all right. Bye.
All right, now what do you have?
I have something that Cuomo had said. It's like a 9-minute little. Meet the Press interviewed him, but I want you to hear this. This goes right along with our dependence. And what, it's right at the end of this video. You want me to cue it up, or you want me to just let the whole thing play? Cause it's
I can hear it. It's hard to hear it.
Yeah, hang on. Cell phones? Yeah, well, let me go straight to it. Hold on.
All right, Inner Sight Live.
And instead of New Yorkers being quarantined when they travel to states like Florida, it's New York that is doing the quarantining of out-of-state visitors from places like Florida. And joining me now is the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. Governor, I want to start with what we just heard from Secretary Azar, and that is sort of, it seems as if he believes this is on the states, that our contact tracing problem in the South is on the states. Was this second surge, in your opinion, preventable?
Good to be with you, Chuck. First, I don't think this is a second surge. We're worried about a second wave. I think we're still in the first wave, and this is a continuation of the first wave, and it was a failed effort to stop the first wave in the country. And as you pointed out, New York is in a totally different place. Look, if you listen to what the secretary said, if you listen to what the president says, what they said at the White House briefing, they're saying what they said 3 months ago. They're basically in denial about the problem. They don't want to tell the American people the truth. And they don't want to have any federal response except supporting the state, supporting the state. So I heard that, and I understood where they were. I didn't need to torture the rhetoric. I knew what they were saying. You're on your own. And
right.
It's not a good feeling, but it's sort of liberating. So in New York, we just handled it totally differently, Chuck. We handled it on our own. Communication, clear, as you mentioned, every day. And then we came up with a plan and did the testing and did the isolation. And that makes a difference.
You followed the set of guidelines I pointed out.
What do you want me to hear? It's boring.
Wait, it's gone.
Hear the White House ever talk about the gating,
wait, more.
The gating criteria, then I think that phrase...
Hold on, let me fast forward.
You created...
Yeah,
sort of,
I don't want to listen to
you
all this stuff. Bunch of bull.
But in all honesty, all
right, yeah.
Added, you have to treat it. And we never did that. Now, and
put
I'm the number basically since we started. How does that number go up? Two ways. Lack of compliance. Say, all right, let's set the politics aside. I know, you know, at you a little bit. What's your recommendation? How? What should we do here? What would you tell them?
I'll tell you. I don't wait for them to call. This is New York.
So it's
we're proactive. My team has called their teams and said, look, can we help? When we were in trouble, Chuck, we had states all across the nation who came to help. Also, there's a parochial interest, which is, again, and you'll see the other states starting to go up even more.
Is this? You have not released a school opening plan. I know you have some recommendations out. But I'm curious now, because this is schools. We have plans to open schools. But look,
and I'm getting
all right, let's skip this. Come on, I don't want to.
I'm moving.
The directive, you were following the national directive. But let me ask it again similarly at this point.
Here it is.
Do you think these senior centers are safe, period?
Yeah. Look, there's I've taken political heat, okay? There are facts and there's politics. There's no doubt in nursing homes all across this nation, that's where we saw most of the deaths. Not most, but almost 50% of the deaths. Senior citizens in congregate settings. It's becoming more and more clear that the infection in the nursing homes came from the staff that got infected and brought it in. But in New York, we're number 46 in the nation in terms of percentage of deaths at nursing homes compared to the total percentage. By the New York Times, we're number 46. So it's been unfortunate in every state. We have to do more. We have to figure it out. But if they want to point fingers, not at New York. We're number 46. You have 45 other states to point fingers at first.
I understand that. Are these safe? Are these facilities safe in your mind? Right.
So he's saying that because we're number 46... It's
well,
all right that people
well,
died and you left them in there. Get them out of here. Get off my show. Get them off my show, please. I'm going to hang up. He's a moron. Get him off my show.
I did. There's more to that. That made me more and more angry.
Not one word about the immune system. Not one damn word. How the hell are you going to fight a virus without building and having a strengthened immune system?
He says that if they're at home, they're not tested, they're better off in the facility. And I said on the thing, well, haven't you thought about getting tested in their own homes, you jack off? Sorry.
Yeah, I don't believe half the stuff he says anyway.
Yeah, but he really got me aggravated. He really got me, really pissed off.
I don't believe half the stuff he says.
Yeah,
we told him
somebody,
way
okay.
back when, get the people out of the nursing homes. He wouldn't listen
to
us.
Yeah, I told him, too.
You know?
We did.
And we told him that the staff was going to bring it in. We just heard him say, admit that. Inner sight was right.
That's right.
And he didn't listen to us.
That's right.
You know, so he left the people in there.
That's right. Because I like to political heat on that. And he goes, but we're not that high on the thing. So that means it's okay.
There's no independence for people in nursing homes.
No, there isn't.
None. None.
Uh-huh.
They take all your money. They'll take your house. They'll take your life. They'll give you a poison for medical help.
Yep.
They won't acknowledge any holistic stuff.
Yep.
You know, they don't want you to be independent.
They don't want you to be alive. I want my mother out. I don't want to be in it myself. I don't know what to do. That's my life right there.
There's only one way you can do it. You got to get the money to do it.
Yeah.
That's the only
no
way
money,
it can be done.
No money, no life. That's where it's at. No money, no
life. I'll tell you one thing. Cuomo's not going to help you get the money.
Oh, no, he ain't.
He believes in the damn place.
He believes in nursing homes. Yes, he does. But
yeah, but he won't put his mother in there, will he?
That's right. Well, you know what? I already asked him. I asked him, and I got flagged by the moderator.
So you know what? I'm going to tell you something. He doesn't really believe in them. He thinks they're horrible.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But he can't say that because he's
right.
The head of the state.
That's right.
You see? So if he says that, the next question is, well, why do you let these things exist this way? You're the governor.
That's right. That's right.
See? That's the real truth that he won't say.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what I believe.
That's what it boils down to, Frank. Yes, it does.
Damn right.
Yes, it does. And people say, oh, but there's no other way. Yes, there is another way. Yes, there is another way, but you just won't acknowledge the other way. I'm sorry. I'm on a rant and a rampage, and I am going to get this.
Well, there's
done.
Always another way.
There is always another way, and I don't care what anybody says. The truth will prevail. It's all.
Yeah. All right, in the sight, Independence, Firecracker Day coming up. Be careful out there. Don't blow your place up or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Careful those firecrackers. All right, let's see. 213-816-1650. We're fighting for our independence. Should the disabled take up arms and go out and declare
mm-mm.
a revolution?
Yes.
No.
No. But that's how I feel.
Inner Sight does
do.
Not condone
I
any
don't
kind
condone violence.
Of violence.
I condone love.
We're going to fight them in a different way.
Yes, we are.
All right. We're fighting them with the heart.
Yeah.
And that's a better way. Because we're going to help the people not only who are currently disabled, but the people who are becoming disabled.
Yeah.
And believe me, with this damn medical profession, there's going to be a lot of them.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Inner Sight. Give us our independence.
There will be a lot of them. You watch and see, Frank. There'll be more disabled than not, and they'll have to make everything accessible.
Very
good. Yeah.
Put the
that's,
money.
That's the way we'll get it.
Take the money that's there to help us. Let the agencies pitch in, start raising money. You know, cut the cost of the government. Put the money into a debit card. And let people have their independence. That's how it should be. Because we don't need all these people running our lives.
Mm.
No way.
That's right.
No way. You know, I will, I'm living my life and I'll die my way, but I won't die their way. I guarantee you that.
Mm.
That I guarantee you.
Mm.
All right, Inner Sight. Tells it like it is around the world. means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And let's see, we'll be off a couple of days, so we'll be back Monday with the Mad or Glad, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more to talk about. I heard that I heard on the news, it was funny, that the naked cowboy got kicked out of the demonstrations.
No way! He did?
It was funny.
Oh, poor naked cowboy. He's been around for years.
I forget his name. Bo somebody, isn't it?
Yeah, no. He's a nice guy, actually.
Well, I don't know. I never met him, but I heard he got kicked out of the demonstration.
I remember I was having difficulty one time, and he came over to help me. That's why I know he's a pretty nice guy, even though he's walking around with an underwear.
Yeah.
You know,
this is his kind of weather.
What?
It's his kind of weather. What does he do in the middle of winter?
Oh, he walks around with that freaking underwear on, I swear. He must put something on his skin.
Oh, yeah.
I used to work near Times Square, yeah. Right near
sure,
Times
he's
Square.
Got a,
he put something on his skin. He must be cold.
Sure, he doesn't want to get frostbite.
Something on his skin, like some sort of, I don't know, something to protect his skin.
Yeah,
we have firecrackers like crazy over here. Crazy over here.
Oh, yeah.
Appropriate for our show. Too bad I don't have any on the board.
All right. Inner Sight. 4th of July. Independence. All the politicians are taking off, probably. I heard that Trump is mad at the rest of the Congress, telling them that this is no time to go on vacation, that people need help.
It's true.
So, I don't know what's going to result from that, but I heard that he wants to give us more money in the stimulus, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You never know, folks, what
a
politician's going
to
do. What?
At least we should get that for the rest of the year until December, at least.
Well, that would be nice. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be very nice. You know what I would do with that, Frank?
Well, I don't know, but I hope you do the right thing.
Well, yeah, you know.
All right, Inner Sight.
You know what I'm going to do with that.
And
can I go to Gary Nolan and get myself a little bit better?
Well, you better ask him first. You better call him. You shouldn't
assume. I gotta ask if he thinks it's a good measure.
You know, you gotta find out if he can help you, and then so on and so forth. Don't assume.
Or if he thinks another
way
might help me. You know, he might even think another way might help me, like a different healer. You know, he might know of a different healer. You know, I don't know.
Independence is such a valuable thing. People have died for it. People have fought for it.
Yeah.
People live for it.
Yeah.
And Inner Sight will keep on until every person has their independence, including the disabled and the elderly.
That's right.
All right. There's nothing like independence.
Yes, that's true.
All right. Around the world, and let's see what's the latest tally. We got any? Can you get a tally?
The board? Last time I saw it this week, it was 94,300. And 57, but I could take a quick look again.
Yeah, take a look. Let's see if it moved at all.
Yeah, hang on.
94,357.
Ooh, we had a fabulous show. That was must have been yesterday's show. 96,154. Wow.
Oh, we hit 96,000. All right.
Yeah, that was a 1,767. Wow. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Inner Sight is moving. People are hearing us.
Yeah.
People, and I would say that most people agree with us.
Yeah.
Because this system is too old. It's dying the way it is. And it's causing other people to die, too.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's robbing people of their wholesomeness, of their independence, of their lives. You know?
Yeah.
Mr. Murdoch, who's a big giant in media, he's, what, 86, I believe?
Yeah.
He still works. You know why? You know why Rupert Murdoch is able to work? I'll tell you why. Because he's got independence.
That's right.
And that's what everybody should have.
That's right.
We're not saying everybody should be wealthy as Mr. Murdoch, but everybody should have the basic independence.
That's right.
And I want to thank Bill from Sayville for his $20 donation today.
Oh, that's so cool.
Appreciate that. One of my fans stopped me on the street and made a donation.
I'm going to write an actual letter myself, personal letter from me to the governor. I am.
Good luck.
I'm going to say Inner Sight in it, but I'm going to write a personal letter.
Go ahead. Wasting your time.
More letters we get, the better it'll be.
Yeah, he probably gets 1 million letters a day.
I don't care. More black and white letters I send him, the more posts I give him. Every single thing I'm saving. Yep.
All right. We'll be with you Monday, Matt. Glad. Hope you have a good, safe, independent weekend.
If he ever says, I, you contact me? Oh, yeah, here they all are.
Politicians need to wake up and change the ways of this system. That's what they need to do.
I have a fundraising suggestion that I want to talk to you about, actually, that might work and might send a message at the same time. See what you think.
Well, I don't hold out much hope in these politicians, I'll tell you that.
No, but
all right.
I have a fundraising suggestion.
96,000 plus. Thank you so much for listening. I got more faith in those people than I got in the politicians.
That's true.
And we'll be with you Monday, Matter Glad. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090, the phone number. Catch us tonight at 11, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And be safe out there. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, Maureen, our nursing home advocate, and all our listeners and people who help us to keep this show on the air. Where would you be without Inner Sight? You wouldn't hear the truth anymore.
Nope.
All you'd hear is referrals.
Oh, God, help me. No more.
How
referrals.
Boring that is.
More BS.
Yeah. Inner Sight. Thank you so much. Be here Monday. Mad or glad.
Yes.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight Firecracker Show. Thank you so much. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Inner Sight.